Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. So Wednesday at 6 p.m. Central Time, Teresa and I are going to pray the rosary live, and this is your chance to go backstage and be with us in the way it's really done. All you have to do is turn your notifications on our app, Daily Rosary Meditations, and we'll let you know when we're going live at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. The prophet Isaiah, at one point, gives a warning about what kind of support to lean on. And he warns not to lean on a broken reed, which is the sort of support that gives out when you put pressure on it, when you trust it. And he warns not to lean on a pointed staff, which is the sort of support that, when you try to trust it or put pressure on it, will actually pierce your hand. So, what are the things you put your trust in? What are the broken reeds? What are your pointed staves? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
When we begin to lose our trust in God, the main thing we turn to are kings and gold. This is why people seem the most interested in and seem the most worried about politics and economics. Remember, you can tell what people rely on, what they count on, when you see what they talk about most and what they worry about. And what people worry about is the coming elections. What they worry about is the state of the economy. But the very fact that you have to worry about these things shows how unreliable they are. Politics, well, it all depends on who's running, on the mindset of the voters at any given moment, on whatever backdoor deals happen behind the scenes, and we don't really know who's pulling the strings anyway. Politics is utterly unreliable. To hope in elections, to hope in kings, that's leaning on a broken reed. And economics? What a complete house of cards. Money has no intrinsic value. Everything depends on what other people are willing to give for a dollar, on whether people are feeling confident or not, on whether the chairman of the Federal Reserve sees his shadow when he wakes up and decides to raise or lower the interest rates. That's not even a broken reed. It's a wet noodle. You don't want to place your peace in that. No. If you waste any time worrying about politics or economics, you need to step back and place your trust and your peace in something more stable. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Some people get so caught up in church politics, church gossip, church scandal, they become so upset by the corruption and confusion in the church, and then they say silly things like, how can you trust the bishops? How can you trust the priests? How can you trust the Pope? But who said anything about trusting individual members of the hierarchy in the first place? After all, you only trust people you know. And we don't know most of the priests, bishops, and I bet you don't know the Pope. So why should we expect to trust them? History has shown, time and time again, that some members of the hierarchy, some priests and bishops and popes, they've been tremendous saints. And some have been tremendous villains. But we're not expected to trust individual members of the hierarchy with whom we don't even have a relationship. That would very often just mean leaning on very human, weak reeds. We trust Christ, and he promised us that his church, led by his hierarchy, will always give us the sacraments and will, in its official teaching, always give us His truth. That's where you place your trust, in Christ, and the way that He gives us His grace and truth. That's what you take to the bank. That's where your peace lies. Don't worry about what the hierarchy is doing. Just be grateful for Christ and for His church. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Sometimes, when it seems like nothing in the outside world is reliable, we trust in our ability to find consolation in pleasure, or at least some escape from the worry. But pleasure is too unstable for trustworthy support. There are legitimate pleasures, but plenty of times, they're just a real bust. We sometimes can't get any pleasure in reading, can't even find a good book, or listening to our favorite song. We sometimes can't enjoy even a pleasant walk in nature, or a dip in the pool, or a good meal and a hot drink. Legitimate sources of pleasure are great gifts from God, but if you treat them as your primary support in life, what will get you through, they will be broken reeds. And when we turn to illegitimate pleasures, to screen binging, or drugs, or drunkenness, or gossip, those are pointed stabs. They pierce the hands of anyone who leans on them. They don't just let you down, they bring you down. And they ensure that any emptiness or dissatisfaction gets worse and worse. Recreation, necessary as it is not the place to put your trust. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Finally, some people make the ultimate mistake of what to trust, and trust in themselves. They trust themselves to get it done, to do the right thing, to succeed, and enjoy the satisfaction of knowing that they have been excellent. Yeah, well, good luck, because you are simply not reliable. What happens if you get hurt or sick and you can't get anything done? What happens when circumstances beyond your control allow other people to get ahead while you get left behind? What happens when you have every opportunity to succeed and instead you just fail? You made a bad decision, or you let your selfishness and your addictions spoil the good that you could have done. What's the takeaway? Don't trust in princes or gold or pleasure or even priests. Princes and priests, gold and pleasure, these things are all good in themselves, but they can't get you through life. And certainly, you can't. So what's left? What's left is simply to trust in God, your Father. When everything else gives out, when everything else lets you down, when you yourself let you down, you say with the psalmist, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress. The Lord is my deliverer, my God, my strong rock. In him will I trust." Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what did this cause you to reflect on?
I think I definitely fall into the category of looking for just earthly pleasure in general. I feel like it's so easy to keep looking forward to one experience or another. But I think this is such a clear one where obviously there's scandal if like a politician really fails you, but with happiness, anytime it doesn't live up to what we expected, our whole world crumbles around that. And I always have to refocus myself to remember it's good if it turns out well, and if it doesn't, that's okay. But it's sort of like an athlete dedicating their whole life to one sport, and then one injury wipes them out, and they're like, I don't have meaning for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
They just vanish so quickly. And those things change all the time. You might just not enjoy something as much as the second time. You have to just take things as they are. Because you can't repeat it. And it's all fleeting.
And it's not... It's just such a small sliver of life.
Mm-hmm.
When we... This is one reason why I have found it so important to have a clear goal in life,
mm-hmm.
and then a rule or a recipe of life, because then it puts everything in the right proportion, and then things don't get out of proportion.
Yeah, and then you have a full life.
Then you have a full life, yeah, because if our goal is transforming union with Jesus, and God the Father is guiding everything to bring about that transforming mm-hmm. union, then, and if we put that in the, if we then are pursuing union with God in a well-rounded way, in the sense of prayer, receiving the Eucharist and confession as often as we can, of doing good for others and doing good for the world through our work, whether inside the home or outside mm-hmm. the home, pursuing relationships, seeking to grow in knowledge in a wide variety of things in the world, and experiencing beauty, then if this concert or this family dinner or this wedding or this exercise that I like or this vacation or this book or whatever doesn't live up to your standards.
Yeah.
It's just such a small proportion.
You're okay. And also, I think you enjoy those things more when you have a well-rounded life and you're actually just, you've practiced being in the present and you actually understand the purpose of these things.
You know, I had a really good discussion yesterday that opened my eyes to something on two levels. Because when you have a solid, consistent prayer life and you have people in your life that good people in your life you can talk with regularly.
Yeah.
Then you have a place to take what you take in the news, world events, things going on, or even books or shows or things you've done. You can then bring those experiences to that group of people.
Mm-hmm.
And regardless of whether they were good or bad, those experiences were good or bad.
Yeah.
And you bring them to that group of people. You know, it's like, When something fails really bad, but then you have a group of friends or your family, you can get together and you can laugh about it.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden it adds to your life.
Anytime you can look at any bad experience as, well, that's going to be a good story.
Yeah. But it's only because you have a regular prayer life where you can bring it to God and you have a group of family or friends you can bring it to.
You actually can contextualize it properly.
Yeah, that's it.
You have the right tools.
That's the key. It really, friendship with God and friendship with others, it allows everything to become wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Even, I love that in our family, we tend to read the same books. We share book titles and then we read them.
I wouldn't say share, because share is when you say, hey, can I have that? And they hand it to you. When it comes to books, they're like, I read this. If you don't read it within a week, I'm going to kill you. They shove it down your throat. They're like, here's the book. I gave you the book. Did you read the book? Are you reading the book? Sit down and read the book.
Yeah. And then you see, if I was by myself and I read it, I'm like, that was a stupid book. I'd be mad that I wasted my time. But I could read it. And now, whether I like the book or not, I get to bring it into the conversation.
Yeah, you can also learn more about those people through it.
Exactly.
Hey, I didn't understand this. What did you like about it? Oh, that's how you understand books. That's really interesting. This is how I see them. This is the lens I see through.
Yeah.
And you learn so much even through something that otherwise would have been pretty useless.
Yeah.
So your expectations of the book are broadened so drastically.
But really, you could apply everything, whether it's politics, economics, what's going on in the church, anything. If you have these two things, friendship with God, friendship with others, and a good rule of life, it makes everything good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't really expecting to go this direction in our conversation, so thank you.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.